The Toronto International Film Festival 2024 shines brightly with the presence of music and cinema legends, offering a dazzling spectacle and inspiring stories. The Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, 2024 is in full swing, making a strong comeback after the previous edition was marred by actor and writer strikes. This year, North America's largest film festival is back in all its glory, attracting a host of international stars and presenting cinematic works that are as diverse as they are moving. One of the highlights of this edition was undoubtedly the arrival of Elton John, a true music legend, who came to present Elton John, Never Too Late, the first documentary tracing his extraordinary life and career. At 77, the singer lit up the red carpet, sporting his iconic smile despite recent vision issues. Accompanied by his husband David Furnish, co-director of the film with R.J. Cutler, Elton John made his first public appearance since announcing his health concerns on Instagram. The documentary, set to be available on Disney Plus in December, promises to offer an intimate look at the last 50 years of the singer's career. It includes never-before-seen concert footage, excerpts from personal journals, and current sequences with his family. A particularly anticipated moment in the film is the capture of his farewell concert at Los Angeles's Dodger Stadium in 2022, a historic event marking the end of an era for his fans worldwide. Jennifer Lopez, another music and cinema icon, also made a splash during her appearance at TIFF. The 55-year-old artist came to promote Unstoppable, an inspiring film based on the true story of Anthony Robles, a wrestler born without a right leg who became a U.S. college champion. Lopez portrays the mother of the protagonist, played by Gerald Jerome. "When I read the script, like so many other women, I identified with this life full of obstacles," said the actress, visibly moved by this tale of resilience. Lopez's appearance on the red carpet also caught media attention, as it was her first public outing since announcing her divorce from actor Ben Affleck. The latter, though co-producing the film with Matt Damon, was not present in Toronto, adding a touch of mystery to the event. The festival was also marked by the screening of The Last Showgirl, the latest film from director Gia Coppola. Granddaughter of the legendary Francis Ford Coppola, Gia directs Pamela Anderson in this film, where she portrays a Las Vegas dancer facing the abrupt end of her 30-year career. The screening was followed by a standing ovation, with Anderson emotionally stating, "I think I've been preparing for this role my entire life." The TIFF red carpet also welcomed other renowned stars. Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield made waves during the world premiere of Love in the Present, a dramedy where they portray a couple grappling with the terminal illness of Pugh's character, a talented chef. The festival did experience some tense moments, particularly during the screening of Ben Stiller's Nutcrackers, which was disrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters. However, this did not prevent other celebrities like Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry from attending the opening night. The upcoming days of the festival promise to be just as dazzling, with expected arrivals of Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, Kate Blanchett, and Nicole Kidman. Music fans are also in for a treat, with Bruce Springsteen set to present a new documentary about his career. Among the highly anticipated world premieres is Ron Howard's Eden, a survival film set in the Galapagos Islands starring Ana de Armas and Sydney Sweeney. In total, 278 films will be screened in Canada's largest city by the festival's closing on September 15. TIFF 2024 proves to be more than just a film festival. It's a celebration of resilience, diversity, and human creativity. Stories like Anthony Robles in Unstoppable or Elton John's legendary journey remind us that cinema has the power to inspire and transform lives. As the festival continues, it is clear that TIFF remains a crucial player in the film industry, not only showcasing Oscar-worthy films but also providing a platform for diverse voices and unique stories. With AFP.